Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. Summer always feels like a fresh start, and for a lot of us, that fresh start begins at home. Ideas start bubbling away. Maybe it's a new bathroom, a new kitchen, or a bigger renovation. But this is the moment when it all really starts to take shape. If you're thinking ahead, Tile Style is the place to begin. Tile Style has an incredible range of tiles, flooring, and finishes, and they make the planning side far easier too. Their team can help you visualize your space with customized virtual designs for kitchens and bathrooms so you can feel confident about your choices long before any work begins. And it's a great time to start planning because the Tile Style Summer Sale is now on with 40% off all tiles in stock and incredible reductions on wood flooring, bathrooms and fitted kitchens too. It's a brilliant opportunity to get inspired, make decisions early and take advantage of real savings while you're at it.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Is Ireland a good place to grow old, and do we value our older people? This is the question posed by actress Mary McAvoy, who's with us on the programme today. Mary, what is your view on this? Do we value our older people?
I think it's beginning to change, Andrea. I think it's beginning to... We were very dismissed but I think now, because of the sort of, I see everybody is getting old now, or nearly baby boomers. Good Lord, I can't speak. And you know, like, say for instance, I came into puberty in the 1960s and 70s. You know, and they were pretty wild times. So we, you know, I've seen it all and done it all, and therefore, what I don't like is there is a caricature of the older person, which is usually, you see it in the entertainment business, of the doddery old, you know, always a comic character, you know, never a leading man or woman in a plot line. They're always kind of, you know, props to the younger, cooler characters, you know. And that's where I see it in my business, you know. When I grew up, like, older people had power. Like, my father was a powerful man until the day he died. He died in 92. And you listened when he spoke. There was nobody going to gainsay him. And my mother the same. Very strong-minded people, very strong-minded characters. And you wouldn't contradict them, and you wouldn't, you know, patronize them, and if you tried to, you'd be told where to go. So I suppose for me, I find older people more interesting because my parents were older. So I always found older people way more interesting than younger people, even when I was young myself. You know,
what can we do to change attitudes then?
See older people as people. There's a kind of a thing, I suppose. First of all, we're very, all of us, all of society is youth obsessed, you know. And I think to stop, first of all, stereotyping older people. Yeah. I don't know any older person. You know, I love knitting and sewing and all of that. But I don't know anyone who's kind of just sits in a corner crocheting baby blankets. Any of the people my age, and I'm 70, any of the people my age, they're going off to learn Spanish in Spain or climb a mountain or, you know, sail around the world or something. They're not that caricature, that cliche that
doesn't
people
fit.
Somehow has been created.
No.
And God forfend the Irish mammy. what is presented as the Irish mammy, I don't know any women like that. My mother wasn't like that. I don't know anyone. If you wanted to, any Irish mammy I knew, you'd flipping well mind your P's and Q's around them. You know, they weren't those
you'd
things.
You'd be told where
and
to go.
Do you know what I did to celebrate my 70th birthday now, can I tell you? I took part in a girly calendar.
Love it.
I am Miss October.
Stripped off.
In the Body Empowerment Gym calendar, which we shot there a couple of months ago, is now published and out. All proceeds are going to the Irish Cancer Society. So I'm Miss October, and loads of all the other ladies and the women in the gym, it's a girly calendar. Like, we're not showing our bits, we're concealing our bits.
Right,
but
yeah.
Nonetheless. It's about empowered bodies and empowered minds. And everybody has a quote at the top of their month. And mine was, my own quote was, women have to stop fearing age. If we don't, someone or something will always have power over it.
But you see,
and I think that, by the way, you can get, I'm going to give it an old plug now.
Yeah, go on.
You can get the body empowerment calendar from bodyempowerment.fit. If you look that up, you'll find it. It's a gym in Adamstown in Meath, Westmeath. We'll put it, it's on the border there.
It's funny when we're talking about, do we value our elderly or older people enough? I wouldn't even put 70 in that category, Mary.
Would you not?
No, I wouldn't. Because like any of the people that I know who were 70 and, you know, in my life, I better not name them or they'll go mad. But like, do you know what I mean? They were no different than when they were 60.
No, and I'm no different than when I was 16. I probably have less
like
than.
Working and, you know, I just, I don't. Yeah. And the fact, I suppose, maybe we're living so, you know, we're living older as well. Yeah, it's funny. We were talking about this in the office today. Even somebody gave out to me for using the word elderly when talking about people who are 70 years of age. And they're right, because I don't think that. I was just reading it off the out of your article from RSVP. Let me bring in Brenda for a moment, Mary. Stay with me. Do you think we value, we'll say, older people, Brenda?
Well, I think there's been a change in society. Thinking back, like when Mary was talking about her dad, and I can remember my parents. And I think people of that generation had a sense of authority and they weren't challenged as much. And while that might have had bad sides as well, it also had good sides. But I think our problem in society today is that all our services are not age friendly. They're worked and designed by younger people who probably just don't realise the difficulties of old age. And then the services become exasperated when the old person can't hop on the bus or can't work the computer to interact with the state services or can't deal with the closure of local services because they don't drive and they don't have transport to the next nearest town. So we in society are putting in huge hurdles that people are meeting for the first time in their maybe late 70s or 80s. Mm. And I think that's causing a lot of trouble for the elderly.
What about you, Valerie? Journalist Valerie Cox, an author, is on the line. What's your thoughts on this, Valerie?
Well, quite seriously, I think although most women are powerhouses in their own families, the official view of older people is we are invisible. Successive governments have discarded older people like out-of-date milk or something. And even, you know, this came through very forcefully during COVID when 150 health professionals even signed a letter expressing concern about the language used by the media because we were called elderly, seniors, pensioners, OAPs. You know, and the worst of all, of course, was cocooning. It was an absolutely appalling thing. And, you know, the other thing is we are invisible. If you look at the health services for older people, breast check, there's no breast check after 69, yet the risk of breast cancer increases as we get older.
And it only starts in 50s, doesn't it too, Valerie?
Diagnosed. Sorry?
It only starts in mid-50s, to the best of my knowledge as well.
I know, but it stops after 69. Yeah. Bowel screen, it ends at 74. Cervical screening, that ends after 65. And is it that we're not worth it? Is it that we're just not worth the cost when we get to a certain age? Then we have driving licenses and we can only have a driving license for 3 years. There are so many things that affect older people, but this is coming from an official stance and it really doesn't help. Now, mandatory retirement, of course, is one of the worst of all. And throwing people away at age 65. Now, I know it's improving, but we're throwing away, we're losing the wisdom of the decades, we're losing the experience. And then the other thing we're completely ignoring is that while we're making all these older people invisible, one in six of us aged 65 to 74 are actually carers for other people. And one in 11 of these are aged 75 or older. It's absolutely a crazy situation. I think older people are not valued at all. I think they're treated very badly. And I think when they need help, I mean, we also, of course, yesterday, sadly, we lost ex-minister, former minister Gemma Hussey, who was a wonderful advocate for women's rights. And in fact, she was the one 40 years ago, over 40 years ago, she made a submission to the RTE authority on the stereotyping of women in the media and the imbalance in Irish broadcast and gender imbalance, which was very interesting. And she was involved in the European Women's Federation, which encouraged an awful lot of women to become engaged in politics for the first time. And women, you know, from, say, former Eastern European states and so on. So I think we should pay her a little tribute this morning.
Yeah.
Because she did a great deal of very good work.
What would you say, Valerie, then, just finally to listeners? And maybe I'll ask Brenda and Mary the same question. Just to all of us listening today, about maybe just being a little bit more mindful of the language that we all use.
Yes, I think we absolutely can. But I do think this starts at the top. And I think whatever government comes in next, hopefully a little bit more informed, maybe they need to look at older people. And I mean, there's no point in spending millions on older people's health when they get sick. We should be putting all of these screenings in place. And of course, a huge point as well is the nursing homes. Our attitude to nursing homes is appalling in many instances. Now, it's not all nursing homes. And of course, some people do need nursing home care. But I worked for a couple of years with Sage Advocacy, and they reckon there's 10,000 people in Ireland who do not need to be in nursing homes if they were given the support to be
at
in
home,
their own
yeah.
home.
Yeah, and don't you know that would be their preference as well. There's no question, I'm sure, about that. Brenda, what's your message to listeners?
I think we all need to develop a bit of tolerance when, even I've noticed in the banks lately, if an elderly person comes in and they have a problem, they slow up the queue. And because there's only one or two assistants there, and that poor person then is interrogated, giving out their name, address, phone number at the top of their voice because they're probably a bit deaf, and everybody is mouthing and whinging. And I think we've got to get tolerant of the difficulties of old yeah. age, but we've got to put the structures in place that we're not causing more problems than they really have.
Mary, finally to you.
I can't really add to any of that. That's just everything that has been said, I would heartily agree with. And just to go back to driving, I find it absurd that we have to put up with having our license for 3 years when inexperienced drivers don't have that. And I actually think the whole thing should be reversed. I think when you're a younger driver, yeah. you should have that. Mrs. Mahaffey driving at 2 miles a fortnight doesn't cause the accident. It's the person who has no patience and takes over on a bend, as I see practically every day. And it's never an older person, let me tell you.
A text in from a listener who says, I would never call Mary McAvoy an old biddy. I don't think I called you an old biddy. She's fierce, says this texter. 70 isn't old either. Please send Mary McAvoy my love. But Lorraine has got in contact to say, I was actually at the gym and the instructor apologised to me for how loud the music was. I'm 59. I was a mad raver back in my day. I know what loud music is, says Lorraine. 70, will you stop? Mary McAvoy sounds like she's 40. And Kieran has got in touch to say, good woman, older is a much preferable word to elderly. Thanks a million, says Kieran. I'm 65 and going strong. Thanks a million to Mary McAvoy, Brenda, journalist Valerie Cox. Thank you for your time on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get unbeatable flavor and value delivered right to your door. They have an unmatched selection of perfectly portioned proteins, including USDA certified tender, steaks, burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and more. All flash frozen at their moment of peak quality. Then quickly delivered to your door in a dependable cooler. So a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast. Omaha Steaks practically invented meat delivery, and they've been perfecting the art of premium proteins for over 100 years. With their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can order with complete confidence. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference, a better, more convenient way to buy proteins. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.